Say that again.
Feelings leading up to the big game overall.
Well, super excited about this game. You guys know I love this game. I love what it represents for the state. I love what it represents for the players and the coaches. I think rivalries are fun. And, yeah, excited to play them.
Obviously, you played for Utah in your playing days. You coached there. Now you're going home. Why? Is there any mixed emotions in any way, if not at all?
No. I mean, the Utah program is super special to me. Like, having played there and coached so long with Coach Whittingham and a lot of the coaches up there. And now I'm at BYU, and I love this program, and I love this institution. I love what these players represent, and I think it's okay to have feelings that way for both sides.
The familiarity between these two programs, obviously, is an all-time high. You work there, Terry worked there. Does that help you guys at all, or is it a hindrance in a way that you guys both know each other so well?
I don't know that it helps or hinders, but it's fun. I think there's some familiarity on both sides of this, that they understand us and we understand them. I think that that adds to the game, and it makes it more fun. And, yeah, it's still going to come down to when the ball's kicked off, whoever plays the best and executes the best is going to have the best chance to win the game.
What do you remember from the rivalry back when you played? Like, how do you describe it to people who maybe don't get it?
Well, I remember being heated. I remember it being passionate. It was something, obviously, that both sides wanted very much, the wins, obviously. And I just remember it like it was yesterday, my senior year, playing at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and just those emotions and everything that was riding on the game, the conference championships, and so many of those games were riding on it. And, yeah, and so many of those games came down to the last plays or the last drives, and I just have super fond memories of it.
Is it so you're on the blue side now, so but you obviously are so proud to be here, so can you just take me through kind of, I don't know, being emotionally invested in both sides?
It was awkward at first, and then, like I say, when you put your heart and soul into a job and these players and the administration and everything that goes on here, then it's another game to us right now, and it's a job that we have to do, and I'm excited for the matchup, and I'm excited for the familiarity that there is in this game. So I think it all adds to the excitement and fun of it.
How do you feel like the defense has progressed this season in stopping quarterback run game from opposing offenses?
No, I don't know. I think that there's times that we could have cleaned things up, and then there's times that I think we've played it very good. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to answer that. We're 8-0, and we've stopped it, obviously, good enough.
Do you feel like that will be a key piece to what maybe Utah has with their two quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's always a key piece, stopping the run and doing everything we can to eliminate, obviously, QB runs, but also the running back runs. But I don't – like, that's just part of the plan. If teams get some QB runs on you, but all of a sudden they get injured and they're out of the game because they ran the quarterback too much, I don't think that that's smart on their part, and I'm not really worried about the yards that we gave up in those games that we won and were able to accomplish what we were trying to get done. It's still about winning. It's still about creating turnovers. It's still about getting quarterbacks uneasy with how the games are going, and I think we've done that for this year.
Two quarterbacks, obviously, in the mix up at Utah. Does that change your preparation at all?
No, and whoever they put on the field is going to be a good quarterback. We got to anticipate their best game. We don't really look at quarterbacks. Everyone asks me that. This is a crazy stat. In our last 12 games, we faced the second quarterback or another quarterback in six of those games, whether we knocked him out or whether they just put the guy on the bench because he wasn't playing good. We faced multiple quarterbacks lots of times in my career here at BYU, and that shouldn't affect us.
Now, Mekhi Bernard's been there forever. He's their top running back, but Jalen Glover, you have familiarity with these guys, I'm sure. How stout is their run game, in your opinion?
Very good. Yeah, I mean, I think they have one of the best running back coaches in the country. I think Quinton Ganther does a great job. I think those running backs run hard. They see holes well. They protect. So we got our work cut out for us against that group. I think they're very talented.
How do you feel about the preparation or getting a head start on this game? I know you tied that as well, but the value of a bye week and coming back from that?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes that can help you. Sometimes it can hurt you. I think we're very good with 1-week preparations. We've been good on bye weeks as well. So I don't know that that's a help or a hindrance again with either team. I think both teams are very well coached and we'll do a good job with the extra time with that we had to prepare. And then it gives teams a little bit longer time to add a wrinkle or two. I don't know. That might be the difference in the game. I don't know.
What's your relationship like with Kyle Whittingham? We've so much made about with Kalani's relationship. What's your relationship like with Kyle since you came?
Well, I owe Kyle so much. He was obviously a coach to me. I was a player in his defensive system. When I was a young coach, I learned so much of the game from him. I got nothing but love and respect for that guy. He taught me so much, and he's like a brother slash father figure to me in coaching. It's a close relationship, and I'll cherish it forever because I just owe him so much.
You might have been asked this, but they changed their offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Does that affect you as a defensive coordinator that much?
Well, it can, because I don't know if this guy's going to call it like he did when he was at Northwestern. I watched a bunch of those games. I watched a bunch of, obviously, what they've done this year and trying to piece and mix and match what they could do based on what he's done in the past versus what Coach Ludwig was doing. I don't know if it changes what we do that much other than you got to be ready for maybe potentially more things.
Anything else?
Okay, appreciate it, guys.